What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
You know, I got a good question for you that I was reading up on yesterday after our golf tournament, and I was wondering, like, what is the biggest sporting event in America?
The Super Bowl.
Maybe the most watched event, and that one day it may be the most intense event. I would say yes, but overall it's not the most profitable, and it's not the biggest sporting event in the U.S.
How?
Well, there's one that generates almost $560 million when they are participating in the sport for one city.
All right, we're not talking about the World Cup being here.
No, I'm talking about a reoccurring one-time-a-year event. Largest sporting event in America.
Largest in as far as profitability for the city that
profitability, it's in? The amount of money that's generated, the amount of interest. Now, it may not be mainstream for us, but there is a particular part of the sporting community that looks forward to it every year, and it generates about $560 million.
Yeah, UFC?
No. Nope.
The Kentucky Derby?
No.
The Masters?
Nope.
God, I am completely... Eddie?
It's the most attended, most profitable sporting event in our country.
I was told the answer by TV.
Oh. That's not right, Stephen Waldron. It was Stephen Waldron.
Stephen's off. I gave it to him, Boomer. I'm sorry.
Andrew, is that you?
It is.
You're on probation.
My bad.
Okay.
And you knew this because you read the same thing Boomer did, Andrew?
No, I don't know it for sure, but I think I know what it is.
Well, like, you should know what it is because our network carried the thing for like 30 years.
The Daytona 500.
No, it's the U.S. Open Tennis, and it's not even close. And the fact is that the U.S. Open Tennis, like, this is fan week for U.S. Open Tennis. So before, in years past, there were no matches going on. And now they came up with this mixed doubles matches that start today and tomorrow. It's only 2 days. I think there's 16 teams, and there's $1 million purse for the winning team. And a lot of the top tennis players are playing in those matches just to generate even more money.
All right, but I'm totally confused. When you say the biggest sporting event in our country.
Yeah.
It's the criteria right now, is what again?
It is the most money. The most profitable and most attended because of the length of it.
Okay.
It goes from August 19th today to November 7th when the finals are of the singles finals.
I can understand the most attended. I can understand profitable for the
September
city.
September 7th.
But yeah. how can it be bigger than the Super Bowl though?
You know Fugazis.
I mean, you could say that it's the most profitable of the city and the most attended. Okay, fine. But the biggest sporting event in the country, it can't.
Fugazis.
It's not Fugazis. It generated $560 million last year.
And the Super Bowl generates what?
Yeah, not that much. And, you know, the Super Bowl is basically a week-long celebration. They have 2 weeks in between the championship games and the Super Bowl. I get that. But I'm just telling you right now, and what the USTA did was very, I think it's brilliant. And this is how you engage your players even further. And I talked to Patrick McEnroe about this. They have a mixed doubles event today and tomorrow. And it's going to be a quick thing, but it's going to have $1 million purse to it. And it's going to bring tennis fans, you know, more tennis fans to New York, not just to celebrate Fan Week, but also to kick off the U.S. Open with matches. It's amazing.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So it says host city impact. This is AI overview here. Host city impact for the Super Bowl in Las Vegas in 2024. Estimated value $1 billion.
Estimated.
Last year.
Estimated.
Okay, but
yeah, who's that?
Are
who's
they estimated? Off by $500 million, though?
I'm just telling you that the U.S. Open year in and year out has the most fans. It's the most profitable. There's over, I think there's a $90 million purse for the players this year, including these mixed doubles. And that, you know, I'm just.
Listen, it could be all of those things.
You should be proud of it. You're a New Yorker. It's right here.
I actually hate it. It drives me crazy. Because
why does it drive you crazy?
Because all the traffic. That people are showing up and parking even when I'm driving home at 11 o'clock. I don't need, and then you go to, back in the day, going to Mets games when the U.S. Open was happening. It was impossible.
See, now that's the crux of this whole thing. Now you're going to try to just shoot me down.
I'm not trying to shoot you down. It's just that the way you are presenting it, I am disagreeing with. I'm not saying that those facts are wrong, but you can't tell me because of those things. Those things, it's the biggest sporting event in the country. Just
you always
say
hit
that.
Me with facts when you disagree with me.
Yeah, I know, but the facts here, I just gave you a fact, $1.25 billion dollars of Louisiana economic impact for Super Bowl, the last Super Bowl, whatever
well,
it was.
I mean, I'm just telling you, $558 million, it's the most people, and they even added matches now.
All right, the gambling revenue on the Super Bowl last year, Eddie, was
$1.5 billion.
Okay. Yeah, but I didn't ask you about the gambling. I'm sure they're gambling on tennis,
too. You just said it was the biggest sporting event in the country.
It is the most attended.
Okay. Now
most
we're getting,
profitable.
Now we're getting
there. I said can't most be attended, the most profitable.
It can't is. Be the most profitable.
Fugazis.
Can't be the most profitable. Can't be. Nope. Cannot be. It could be the most attended because it takes a long, you know.
Most profitable.
No.
Yes. There's 15 days. It's a 15-day event.
I don't care. The Super Bowl's there for an entire week. You just saw the gambling revenue that's on it.
Yeah, there's gambling revenue on this, too.
Not even close to the same as the Super Bowl.
Did Andrew tell you anything else, Eddie?
He did not.
Yeah, okay.
The most profitable, I cannot believe. Most attended, and it does very well for... Tennis?
Are you
sure.
kidding me? Have you ever seen that tennis center over there?
Yeah, every day.
And everything
day
that they do
home.
Over there, maybe the land acquisitions were not privately funded. They're owned by the city, but everything they do over there is privately funded. They don't ask for at least not to my knowledge when they're expanding Arthur Ashe Stadium and putting a dome on it, and they have really figured it out how to this thing's a cash cow.
I'm sure it is a cash cow, but it can't be the biggest sporting event in America. That's a bridge too far for your partner here.
Most attended, most profitable.
You said
most attended. Most profitable tells me that's the biggest. Most attended, that tells me it's the biggest.
That's not. Yeah, exactly.
Eddie, shut up. Stop talking to him in his ear.
Moving the goalpost.
I'm not moving the goalpost.
It's not the biggest sporting event in America.
I'm telling you, it is.
Not. Can't stop it. You played in a Super Bowl, for God's sake.
15 days.
Okay, the Super Bowl
and the cash
week.
Is coming in straight for 15 days. Boom, 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 boom. It's something we should be proud of, but I know that it affects your driving.
Okay.
I understand that.
But you...
No, go out.
The biggest sporting event in America is not the U.S. Open tennis.
Go out to Bell Parkway.
Boomer, you're wrong.
Oh, shut up.
I mean, those things that you're saying, I'm not disputing, but when you open
well,
up
if you're
with
not
what,
disputing, then it's
what
not like
is
you're
the.
Disputing
no, no, no.
Something.
What I'm disputing is when you open up and you ask me what the biggest sporting event in America is, you cannot deliver to me the U.S. Open.
I told you the Super Bowl, most watch. I'm not saying that it's not. And, they have it's 85,000 to 100,000 people attend. More people attend, it's more profitable, the U.S. Open.
I'm a football guy.
I'm a football guy, and I'm just
how are we quantifying this more profitable thing?
I mean, is $560 million anything to sneeze at? And is now it's going to be even more because they added this mixed doubles thing to it.
Mixed doubles. $1.25 billion for New Orleans.
And the mixed doubles, all the top players are playing with each other.
You heard what I said?
That is awesome.
$1.25 billion for New Orleans with the Super Bowl being there last year.
Yeah, where'd that money go?
I don't care where it went.
Where'd that money go for all
Where's the money going for the U.S. Open?
It goes back into expanding that tennis center over there.
Beautiful.
They spend a lot of money over there, private money.
All right, so
sponsorship money.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I know that you can't
wrap your head around it, but these financial things I really do enjoy. Like yesterday.
It's stupid.
Shut up.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.